I'm going to invite the children forward for a brief children's message, if you can come on forward. Good to see you guys this morning. Got a few here. How are we doing today? Everything good? Awesome. Well, I want you to imagine that you are out on a boat out in the middle of the ocean, and just by chance you fall off and you're floating in the middle of the ocean. The captain of the ship looks down to you and sees you out floating on the water. Does that sound scary, just be floating out in the ocean? Yeah, that's kind of a dark picture, isn't it? Let's think about the captain, what he's going to say to you. Do you think the captain of the ship, do you think he's going to say, hey, way off in the distance, swim all the way to land, way off over there? Do you think the captain's going to do that? No? Really? No? Okay. Well, do you think the captain looking down at you, just you're afloat on the ocean, you're kind of out there all by yourself, do you think the captain's going to say, hey, before I rescue you, you need to prove that you're worthy of rescue? No? Like, do you think he'd ask questions like this? Did you get an A in math last year? And do you think he's going to ask, have you achieved something great? Or do you think he's going to say something like, have you won first place in a race? I don't think he's going to ask any questions. Do you think? No. Do you think the captain looking down at you is going to say something like this? Hey, why don't you come halfway and then I'll help save your life and throw out a life preserver? And you kind of climb halfway up the boat and then he throws out a rope to help you go all the way. Do you think the captain would do that? Maybe? Okay, maybe a little bit. I don't know. You know, that's kind of a silly example, but what I want you to think about is, don't you think a good captain would throw out a life preserver right away to you immediately and rescue you? Yeah, I think so too. He'd throw it out, or she would throw it out, and you'd grab it, and then when he knew that, or she knew, the captain knew that you were holding on to it, they would then pull you onto the ship so that you were safe. Yeah, I think so. Yeah. The Bible says this. This is a passage that you've heard before. This is Ephesians chapter 2. For it is by grace that you are saved through faith. And it is not your own doing. It is the gift of God. It's not something you do, lest any person boast. In other words, it's God's gift that he saves us. And so as you think about faith today, as you come to church, and as we talk about the scriptures, I'm going to talk about that in just a second. Do you know how awesome it is that we come to church and all we do is hear God speak to us? That's so powerful. It's so important. I'm glad we have that time to do that. What I want you to know is God is kind of like that captain. He doesn't hold back. He throws out the life preserver to save and rescue us. And that life preserver is his son Jesus, but it's also the words that we hear in church that you just heard Miss Margaret share and that you're going to hear me in just a second. God doesn't hold back. He saves you completely. All right, thanks for coming up today. And we'll hear more about that in our sermon in just a second. Have a great day.